For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. After months of legal wrangling and false starts in a battle to resume domestic horse slaughter, plants in Missouri and New Mexico are working to begin processing equine for human consumption. The efforts come on the heels of an order late Friday by a federal appeals court that lifted an emergency stay on the company's plans. Blair Dunn, an Albuquerque attorney who represents Valley Meat Company of Roswell and Rains Natural Meats of Gallatin, Missouri, says the plants Monday, quote, are pushing full steam ahead to be ready to go as soon as possible. Rains Natural Meats, he says, even has horses on site, but it's unclear if the plants will open before Christmas or wait until after the holidays. The Humane Society vows, quote, the fight for America's horses is not over. The Columbia City Council has appropriated $150,000 to pay a consulting company to update the city's development codes. KBIA's Kate Grumke has this.
Last night, Columbia City Council unanimously approved the plan to hire Clarion Associates, LLC, to renovate the city's zoning and subdivision regulations. The council appropriated $150,000 for the project that Councilmember Michael Trapp says has been needed for years.
$150,000 is a lot of money, but I think we're going to get something out of it that has concrete value of preserving chunkier pieces of wilderness. It's going to be better for the natural environment. That's going to be better for our city as a whole.
During public comment, Rick Shanker said he was against the outsourcing of the update. Shanker is a member of the Building Construction Codes Commission.
I hope you'll consider tabling this measure and considering assigning this task to our competent staff and planning department and ask them to complete it in 6 months and tailor it to Columbia's needs and desires.
The council also approved a reimbursable grant for $25,000 for the Columbia Public School District to update playgrounds and a track at Parkade, New Haven, Fairview, and Russell Elementary Schools. The council members also decided in a 5-1 vote to formally support Medicaid expansion in Missouri. Kate Grumke, KBIA News.
Missouri will receive more than $100,000 from its participation in two multi-state settlements with insurance companies. The State Insurance Department says Missouri will receive about $82,000 from Aviva and more than $36,000 from Midland National Insurance Companies. The department says the settlements came after a review of how those companies identified and paid the beneficiaries of life insurance policies and annuities. The Missouri agency says the companies will be required to implement business models that result in quicker searches for beneficiaries by matching Social Security numbers against lists of people who have died. Similar settlements were previously announced with two other insurance companies. A group of volunteers that help abused and neglected children going through the Jackson County court system will aid 1,000 children this year, the first time in its 30-year history that milestone has been reached. The volunteers for CASA, court-appointed special advocates, give the children personal attention while their cases wind through the courts. The group's executive director, Martha Gershon, says the 1,000 mark is a good news, bad news situation. She says it means CASA has been able to help more children, but also shows that the demand is growing. The Kansas City Star reports that CASA has been able to staff more cases than ever, but it still represents only about 1/3 of the children in the system. Several officials at Lincoln University are losing their jobs in reorganization by the public university in Jefferson City. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports the building and grounds director, a tutor, and the vice presidents for administration, academic affairs, and university advancement will be losing their jobs. The vice president for student affairs will become the dean of students with reduced responsibilities and a nearly 22% pay cut. Lincoln University president Kevin D. Rome says most changes take effect January 1st and come because of the school's budget situation. Rome says he focused on the vice president jobs in trying to save money. He says some areas are being merged and that services to students are not being eliminated. Officials are checking whether an animal shot and killed last month in southeastern Missouri is a wolf. Wolves are a protected species in Missouri, and the State Department of Conservation says DNA testing will be used to determine whether it is a gray wolf, coyote, or other canine species. A landowner in Wayne County contacted the agency after shooting the animal in late November. Conservation officials say wolves appear similar to coyotes but are much larger. Coyotes generally do not weigh more than 30 pounds in Missouri and can be hunted throughout the year. The agency says there is no known wolf breeding population in Missouri, although hunters have occasionally shot wolves in the past decade after mistaking them for coyotes. Auto dealers in Joplin have donated nearly $27,000 for construction of a community safe room at a new elementary school. The Joplin Globe reports representatives of the dealerships presented a donation check Monday to the school district. Brent Lobanoff, owner of the Frank Fletcher Auto Group, says that several dealerships worked together to raise the money following the May 2011 tornado that destroyed thousands of Joplin buildings. Among those damaged or destroyed were several schools. The community safe room is located at the new Irving Elementary School. Missouri will receive more than $100,000 from its participation in two multi-state settlements with insurance companies. The state insurance department says Missouri will receive about $82,000 from Aviva and more than $36,000 from Midland National Insurance Companies. The department says the settlements came after a review of how those companies identified and paid the beneficiaries of life insurance policies and annuities. The Missouri agency says the companies will be required to implement business models that result in quicker searches for beneficiaries by matching Social Security numbers against lists of people who have died. Similar settlements were previously announced with two other insurance companies. A new report says the St. Louis and Kansas City areas are among the nation's most generous metro areas when it comes to volunteering. The Volunteering and Civic Life in America report, released Monday, ranked the St. Louis metropolitan area 8th and the Kansas City region 11th for volunteer service in 2012. For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.